Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another show of the Diva of Days of Our Lives. You can make sure you find us on Facebook at Diva of Dole, and also there's a fan page under Carrie Messner for on Facebook, and she's the Diva of Dole on Twitter, and she's also has a blog. I don't know if she can get into it yet anymore, but... if you can try to check it out, it's there. I don't know how much is on there. I know I had put up Teo Penglis's interview from last week, so you can you can go there, and then there's a link to Blog Talk, so you can go there and check that out. And we're on Google, and we're on iTunes. And joining me tonight is Anna.
Hello.
And
where can we find you? At Kazi Hooch on Twitter. And we can find
Mama underscore Hooch and Carrie at Diva of Dole, and also our friends Bob and Amy Hapka at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka, and also at Teo Penglis, and check out at Lauren Coslow and at Guilt Trip USA. It's Ian Buchanan. So there are always a lot of
Kilt Trip.
Fun tweets.
Kilt Trip. It
yeah.
sounded like
Kilt
Trip,
Trip
yeah. which is very cute. But
oh, Kilt Trip. That's the kilt. Kilt Trip.
Very
K-I-L-T. Like kilt, like Ian in a kilt. Just think of Ian in a kilt.
Scotland.
Yes. And and like I said, check out at Teo Penglis and at Lauren Coslow. And you might want to check out Teo tweeted not long ago a little tease out there about some Kate and Andre stuff maybe coming up, a cute little tweet. So you might want to check that out. So Carrie can't be with us tonight. So Anna and I are talking about the last week of the show, but I thought maybe before we do that, the Daytime Emmy nominations came out this week.
Oh, yeah.
So it's the final five, I guess, nominations before the Emmys. I think the Emmys are April 30th. I think it's a Sunday, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh.
I don't know if they're televised or not, but I'm not sure. So anybody out there that might know if they are or not, I see Jen is in the chat room, so I don't know if she knows or anybody knows. They could let us know. So we'll start with all four shows were nominated for, of course, Best Drama Series. Of course, there's only four, Bold and the Beautiful, Young and the Restless, Days, and General Hospital. And then in the lead actor from Days, we have Billy Flynn and Vincent Arizari. Yeah. So I think those are good choices of the ones
definitely.
That were nominated. Of course, I'm disappointed that Teo wasn't there, but he didn't get a pre-nom, but either there or in supporting. But anyway, so those two. And also was Peter Bergman from Young and the Restless, Kristen St. John from Young and the Restless, and Scott Clifton from Bold and the Beautiful. I have no idea who that is. I don't watch, never watch Bold and the Beautiful.
He used to be on General Hospital, I think.
Oh, okay. So anyway, I don't know who will get it from them. Probably the ones that always get it, like Peter Bergman or Christoph St. John. I don't know. But anyway, so congratulations to Billy Flynn and Vincent Arizari. So that was nice.
Huh.
It's always nice to see somebody from Days get a nomination. Then in lead actress, Days had none. We had nobody from lead actress, which I don't know why.
That's terrible.
I don't understand it. But Ari most definitely should have gotten one. But I don't know if she submitted. So that's a lot of times the actors you think they should get it. If they don't submit. If they don't submit, then of course they're not going to get it.
Right.
So, So I have that. So, but the lead actress too from General Hospital, Nancy Lee Grahn, Laura Wright, Gina Tagnani, I guess, Jess Walton, Young and the Restless, and Heather Tom from Bold and the Beautiful. Well, there's a shocker.
Isn't she nominated every single year?
Almost every single. Jess Walton seems to always be nominated. I mean, it's the same one. Anyway, I don't know where Christian LeBlanc was. What happened? That name always
happened
for lead actor.
Well,
but he's not there this year.
The reason that Tony Geary wasn't this year is he's retired.
Yeah.
So.
I'm surprised he isn't. I thought maybe he'd sneak in there somehow. So we had nobody in the lead actress from Days. But there's many that should have been there.
I always think it's a sin that Lauren Cogwell hasn't at least been nominated by now. But then again, they don't always submit.
There were some good performances this year
Of course, the stuff Judy Evans is doing this year and some of the great scenes she's had with Lauren Cogwell, both of them.
She was nominated, but I think she was nominated in supporting this year.
Okay.
I think she did get she did get the pre-nom, I think, Judy Evans. And so did Melissa Reeves, I think. Or Melissa Reeves might even have been a lead actress. I don't know. Sometimes they can submit either way, I guess. They can either submit lead or supporting, whichever one they think, or I don't know. Depending on the story, I guess. How much screen time or how much they think they, or where they should be. So that's okay. Next is supporting actor. We had two from Days, John Aniston and James Reynolds. So that was nice to see both of them.
Both
of them are deserving. I know James had some good stuff. John Aniston always has good stuff. So he always has. And then the other ones were Steve Burton from Young and the Restless, Chad Durrell that plays Michael on General Hospital, and Jeffrey Parise who plays Carlos. I love him. Oh, I met him at the GH fan event.
Is he the same guy who played Carlos originally when they first started the character?
Yeah, Carlos, and now he plays another role, his twin. He has a twin brother.
Oh, okay.
Who's a doctor. And I think he's playing now because Carlos is dead.
Okay.
Yes, he's good.
I always
liked him.
Yeah, I like
so
him.
So he's another one.
Yeah.
And so now for supporting actress, we have Kate Manzi from Days. Deserving, yes.
She had a great year. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we had
supporting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we didn't have any lead. No, wait. Who were the lead actresses?
Lead actresses? Oh, that was Nancy Legron, Laura Wright, Gina Tegnoli, nobody from Days in lead actress.
That's right.
Yeah, that's the only category that they really didn't have anybody. Yeah.
Okay. So supporting Kate Manley
supporting
was nominated. That's great. She did
as Day, from Days. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like I said, I can't really say much on the other soaps because I don't watch them. So all I can go on is what I see on Days.
Who else is
And I know a lot of other people watch them on. Supporting actress, Kelly Sullivan from Young and the Restless. I know she's the on GH. Finola Hughes from GH.
Yeah.
Anna Harford. I don't know. Bold and the Beautiful. And Stacey Heideck. Heideck? I don't know how to pronounce that. Young and the Restless.
Okay.
I can't read my own sloppy writing. I was reading them down real fast, so I'm not sure who that is. So anyway, we're rooting for Kate Manzi anyway. And all the Days actors. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. And the next one was like younger actor.
Be nice, Marianne. Be nice.
This is the one I do not agree with. Hold me back. Jane, and I'm not, I sorry if I mispronounce his name. Lestovic? Lestovic? James Lestovic? Is that how you pronounce his last name?
I have no idea.
This is Joey, anyway. Joey.
Yeah.
So Joey got an Emmy nomination. Okay. Tail Penguins didn't get one, but Joey did. I mean, anyway. So, and the younger actor, because, but I'm not sure, but the actor that plays Theo is by far should have been nominated. If you're going to nominate Joey, you better nominate Theo. But
yeah.
And I'm sorry, do you know his name?
I don't. I'm bad about some of the newer.
I know. I'm bad about the younger ones. I'm sorry. I'm not even sure they're.
Mm-hmm. I used to know a lot of, you know, it's like I haven't memorized the new ones' real names yet.
Yeah,
but
I know.
Yeah, but the guy who plays.
Shame
Theo
on us.
Yeah, I know. We'll do our homework next time, right?
Yes. Sorry.
The guy that plays Theo has done a great job. Oh, he's adorable, too. But, mm-hmm. you know, I guess Joe, the kid that played Joey had a lot of material last year. So maybe they were able to find
that could be
something.
It's the whole Ava storyline, I guess.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I guess maybe he did some stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's okay, but anyway, we'll get back to him. So the other one's a younger actor, or I don't know how much longer this guy is going to be a younger actor. He needs to move on. Is Brian Gregg from General Hospital. I mean, he plays...
Brian. Oh, he's been... Yeah.
Who's he play? Michael's... Morgan.
Yeah.
Morgan.
Yeah.
Corinthos. He's been a younger actor. I mean, this Chad Durrell, I mean, they're about the same age, and he's in support. He needs to move on from younger actor, but anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one is... boy, some of these names I don't... Is it Pearson... Fredeau from Bold and the Beautiful, Taquan Richmond from General Hospital. Oh, he's the one who plays TJ, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And Anthony Terpel from Bold and the Beautiful. I don't know who that is either. Sorry. Then younger actress, nobody from Days, which is understandable.
Yeah.
And I didn't really get all the ones because I didn't know who any of them are. Somebody,
mm-hmm.
two of them from General Hospital, Lexi Answorth, I think, plays Christine, and Chloe somebody, it must be a new character, plays Nell.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who the rest are. So we can sit younger actors, I don't know who they are. And then they had a special guest appearance, Tobin Bell, got it for Days. He's the one that played John's father.
Actor
Tobin Bell. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you remember that storyline?
Kind of
a goofy storyline. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Days was also nominated for writing and directing. I mean, I think all the shows were. Yeah. So do you have your picks? I don't really know. It would be nice to see
see
them all get it from Days.
I'm reading for anybody that's nominated from Days, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I'm hoping we bring home one or the other, you know, or something.
That's all I got.
Sorry. That's all I got. I know. Now, whether they'll be on or how they'll be handled or whatever,
they'll probably
be
online again. I'm betting live streamed or whatever.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm guessing, anyway.
Yeah. Okay. So talk about the show. Okay. So you want to give your Kate update?
Well, I would say...
To start the week or the end of the week or however you want to do it.
I think was Kate only on Friday? Because I didn't see Thursday's show, but I saw Friday. I saw Monday, Tuesday, and Friday so far. She was definitely on Friday, and oh my gosh, there were some epic scenes on there Friday. So any Kate fans, any Adrian fans, any Lucas and Justin fans, definitely want to tune in to Friday's episode. And basically, Justin and Lucas and Kate went to visit with to lend support for Adrian right before her double mastectomy mm-hmm. and cancer surgery. And it was just, there were just some, like, I guess,
probably three different rounds of scenes with Kate and Adrian that were really sweet, really touching. At one point, Adrian asked if Sunny would go get her to bring her back in, and she said something about how she was her lifeboat, and it's like she explained what she meant by that.
I like that.
I just thought at one point Kate got in bed with her and like put her arm around her and like I just love seeing their relationship, you know. And then apparently this was done off screen. Adrian had said, I wanted to tell you two things, and one was that about the lifeboat, and the second thing was off screen. And then later Kate tells Justin and Lucas that, you know, she had said something but didn't know if she really should say. And they're like, of course, you better tell us. And she basically said that, because I just wanted you to know that I love him or something like that. And then she went to sleep from her, you know, then she was sedated.
Yeah.
So she didn't get to actually say Lucas. So the men are both standing there like, him, we're both him, who did she mean? But, of course, I already know the spoilers for next week somewhat, but you can sort of gather from the fact that she wanted to tell Kate, who is Lucas's mother, that she loves him. That to me it was obvious that she meant Lucas. So anyway, but next week it's really good for Adrian and Lucas fans, so tune in. And I'm so glad that Brian's getting, you know, still getting some story from this, even though it's kind of random that he's on. I love that Lucas is a part of the show. And, of course, it's always nice to see Wally. but I'm really excited to know that people who love Lucas and Adrian, and I'm one of them, are very excited for next week. So let's see. But they just had some really sweet scenes, and I just love how, you know, since Kate had lung cancer, you know, I just love how they've bonded and she's been there. And it's nice because it's so rare for days to show girlfriend or friends. I mean,
yeah, because they're usually at odds with each other.
They've done a good job with the male friends, like over the years with Will and Sunny, and before they were dating, and then like playing basketball and stuff with the guys, and you know, having a beer or whatever. But they haven't been as strong sometimes with showing female friendships lately, you know. So it's nice that, I mean, they've had the Abigail Gabby thing, but of course there's the tension of Chad in between all that. But they definitely have, you know, really written this great story with Kate and Adrian becoming close. And of course, technically, if Adrian and Lucas get married, Kate would be her mother-in-law, which is a little strange, but but it's neat.
And of course, they were always, they didn't like each other at first. Kate didn't like her with Lucas.
So it's nice that this story has taken that turn. So those were just really touching scenes. And I thought, for those of you who've watched the show for a long time, I kind of thought that Kate was channeling the look she had back when she and John were together. She had kind of a Jate era look, you know, on Friday, and I thought, oh, that's kind of cool. So it looks beautiful as always. But she was really kind of channeling the hair and the sort of the clothing colors and stuff in that era. So I thought that was interesting. So you want to take it from there? I don't know.
That's good.
I think it's a Thursday show.
I'm trying to think what else. If she had scenes with anybody else, I think that was last week with
Tuesday? Yeah.
With Eduardo.
Yeah,
that was when she caught them together.
But there was a thing earlier in the week. She wasn't on it, but I don't think. But Chloe was sitting outside of the town square, and she was talking to Eduardo because Eduardo was trying to help her find Holly and get her baby back. And he's just trying to exact revenge on like whoever, Damon whoever. So he was kind of doing it pro bono, so to speak. And for a minute, I thought he was going to be doing it pro boner. But anyway, So Chloe kisses him. Just trying to say, I know. It was a little slow, Marianne. Come on. You're a goofy. You should have popped that one.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway.
So
Chloe reaches over and kisses him, only to make the point that, because she can't use her words, she made the point that to make Kate jealous, because, you know, she knew that he was interested in Kate. So she said, look, I can help you get Kate back. She said, and she goes and she kisses him. And, you know, I thought, oh, crap, here goes Chloe stealing another one of Kate's men. And then she pulls back and they stop kissing. And he just says it very calmly. He says, I think you should know I'm in love with Kate. I love that. And it was just so awesome.
She's I know, but this is, I can make Kate jealous.
Yeah.
You know, we can do this.
Like I
pretend.
Said, Chloe couldn't
just
use
pretend.
The words. She actually had to kiss him. She couldn't just say, I'll kiss you in public, you know. So so they're plotting to get Kate. And she said once she sees sees us kissing in public, she'll basically come, you know, try to knock me over to get back to you or whatever. So I thought that was funny. Mm-hmm. But I did.
Yeah.
I think that was Tuesday's episode. I did love how Eduardo flat out said, you know, I love, you know, like, I think you should know I love Kate. Like, all right.
Yeah.
That was cute. I just thought that was cute. And let's see. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that in because I thought that was pretty funny. I mean, it was
mm-hmm.
funny because, you know, Chloe's the public display of whatever. So, all right. Oh, and turn the time
okay.
over. Oh, I'll yield the rest of my time to you, Marianne.
jump in anytime. Let's see. What else did we have this week? There's some things that I just thought were kind of funny. I don't know if you caught it or whatever. We have the whole Brady and Nicole on the run, and he got her into Canada.
Yeah.
So they're at this remote thing way out in the country, and there's this nosy neighbor comes over knocking on the door. So they have to make up this real quick story. And it's funny. He said, oh, I'm Freddie Smith. I don't know who thought of that. It's Freddie and Bridget Smith. And he said, yes, I'm Freddie Smith. And I'm there, oh, they just dropped Freddie Smith's name. So I thought that was funny.
Was cute.
I don't know if people made the connection right away. I did
right
away.
I totally did. I love
it. Okay. I thought that I have to bring that up. And so then he has to think quicker, like, oh, I'm a chemical engineer and I travel a lot and, you know, and we're up here and whatever. And so, you know, and this neighbor's like giving him the third degree, is like questioning. And here we find out later she's a cop on vacation getting some R&R. So, and then for some reason, Brady goes back to Salem to, you know, catch up on Tate and whatever. And he told, you know, Nicole he'd be back. And then she's back answering questions. And she was saying about, well, her husband's a mechanic, being away a lot, mechanical engineer or something. And the neighbor says, I thought he said he was a chemical engineer. And so she's starting to put two and two together that something's not right here. And Nicole's panicking and calling Brady to get back here. And then in the meantime, Brady's back and he comes in the mansion and Sonny's getting all over him about Deimos and he doesn't want to hear about it. And Sonny says, well, he just kidnapped Chad and tried to kill Abigail and Gabby. He says, and all you're thinking about is Nicole and you're in love with her. And Brady said, you too? That's everybody keeps telling me I'm in love with Nicole and like, isn't it obvious? You know, Sonny said. So then he runs into Jennifer and Jennifer's like looking at him. He says, I hope you're not going to say what everyone's been saying. And she said, what, that you're in love with Nicole? And he's there, oh my God. So far, Brady's still not catching a clue. Yes, it's Brady. But then eventually, as the show goes on, right at the end, something happens. I don't know, did he get it? Because he can't get in contact with Nicole and all this. And he said, I am in love with Nicole. The light bulb went out.
Poor Brady.
So Eric was telling that too. Yeah. There were some good scenes with Eric and Brady, like their brother and thing. I guess they were emailing each other all the time, and they have kind of you got the, all this was probably done off screen too, that they've kind of made amends and he's glad to have him back. And then there were scenes with Jennifer, you know, there's that, they're making that connection there with, with Jennifer and Eric, and he's, you know, writing a letter to Nicole. So that was that whole thing there I thought was interesting. And then we had the whole big Chad, Abigail, and Gabby were kidnapped by Deimos. And so he takes them, and Chad is in this middle chair, and he wakes up, and Gabby's on one side, and Abigail's on the other, and they're both hooked up to IVs. So, and then we get this phone call from who we know. They muffle the voice, but you know that it is Deimos. It's clear as day, and they all know it's Deimos. But yet we can't connect Deimos to this crime. So far right now, he hasn't even been. But I said, you could tell his voice, even though it's muffled. But anyway, because even Chad says, Deimos, I know it's you. So what he proposed was, he's giving Abigail and Gabby poison that's going to drip into them. And he puts this vial of the antidote in the middle, and there's only enough to save one. So he has to make that decision to save one. So it gets down to the time he lets them go. The drips are in. They're like, oh, they can't, you know, they start where they can't breathe. So he goes over, and he goes to Abigail first and gives her part of it, and he throws it over to Gabby, you know, because of the whole baseball thing. You know, she catches it.
Oh, yeah.
And she takes the rest of it, but it's a matter of time, too. Abigail got it faster and got half of it. Abigail got it, Gabby got it later, but only got half and half. So Gabby was in worse shape. He split it. Now, I want to know what these women out here think of that. If that was my husband, and he only gave me half that antidote and wanted to give the other half to that other girl over there, I don't think I'd be okay with that. Well, Abigail wakes up and she seems to be fine with it. Oh, I know they're best friends. And of course, she doesn't want her best friend to die.
Of course, it's Ariana too. I mean, she's a mother, and I mean, you could look at it from a lot of different perspectives.
I know, and it makes
the fact
Chad,
that he's in
Chad
love
was
with
the,
her.
He's gallant. Yes, yes, yeah. But the fact that Abigail knows that he's in love with her, and he kind of, guess he made the right decision. Even Dario said he would have done the same, you know what I mean? That, whatever.
Yeah.
Guess he did make the right decision, because Chad is just a nice guy, and he wanted to help both of them, and that was the right thing to do. But still, that was your wife, and if, you know, because there was a chance that she could, he still gambled with her life, because there was a chance they both could have died. He still gambled with her life. Think about it. I don't know. I just thought that was like, yes. So I don't know, Chad. I think you're getting off easy here. But anyway, that's my take on the whole thing. Yeah. And of course, Dario was in, and I think that comes out in the spoilers, that he does make his feelings known to Abigail. So that'll be coming up. Yeah. So.
Well, he did. I thought it was on this week. Didn't he tell Abigail that, you know, he did love both, and he did love Gabby, but that he was committed to her and that he wanted to make their marriage work?
No, that's Chad. But I mean, Dario telling Abigail that he loved her.
Oh, I got you. I didn't. Okay.
Yeah, that's going to be coming up. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Abigail knows that Chad loves Gabby.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Or loves
I just missed
Gabby.
Her.
Yes. Yeah, but he's committed to her. But I don't really think that, because he would have gave her the whole thing of
there you go
the antidote if he was committed to her. But anyway, so I say drop Chad and go to Dario is what I say, but whatever.
I agree.
Okay, and another thing that what's that?
So tell us how you really feel, Marianne.
Oh, yes, that's my opinion. I don't know how the other women out there will have to bring, have a call. I'm going to be bringing Jen on pretty soon. She's on the line here waiting.
Okay.
So I could go over a couple more things and we'll bring her on. We met Tripp, Steve and Kayla, track down Tripp. And I have to say, is Steve's son, everyone. Not Joey, but this is Steve. I like this kid. He looks like Steve. He acts like Steve. He's Steve.
Oh, good.
And I know a lot of people aren't going to like it because it's Ava's, but anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway, I did enjoy the scenes with they tracked him down, and he was in trouble with his boss, and he caused a fight. But then again, we all find out that the boss was cheating him out of his money, and he was just sticking up for a girl that wasn't getting paid. And
aww.
So the cops were called, but Steve went out. You know, he flashes his thing with the ISA and takes care of that. And they're trying to get him to come back to Salem to do a DNA test. And they told him about Steve and about Ava. I don't think they've told him yet that she died and his brother killed her, but they didn't say that yet. Yes, but I really like this character. Now, you know how they bring new characters on and they bring new young people on? I like this kid right away. So,
that's a good song.
Yeah,
nice.
I liked him, but not it doesn't mean everybody else does. But
yeah.
And then another thing with, of course, you know, Jade and Joey. You know, Jade is like on these painkillers and that or whatever for her liver thing or whatever, and of course Joey's saying not to take too many of them, and she's thinking, oh, he only cares about me when I'm in trouble, so of course she's going to overdose on the painkillers.
Oh dear.
Yeah. And also, you also know that Jade knows about Joey killing Ava. So guess what?
Well, that's right.
You know she's going to use that against him, or it's going to come out and she's going to tell on him when she gets mad at him if he tries to leave her. So that she'll have that hanging over his head. So, and then what else? One other thing was I don't know if you saw Abe and Lonnie and Eli. Abe is
just
trying to,
bit.
He doesn't like Lonnie with JJ. And it's like, let the girl, I mean, how, just, he didn't even know this girl was your daughter until, you know, a year or so ago. And then he wanted her to try to talk to Eli. Yeah, talk to Eli to try to forgive Valerie because her mother did the same thing to Abe. And then her and Eli got into it. And he says, well, it's not exactly the same because not, you know, your father didn't die. So,
I like Eli.
So,
I told you guys last week I liked him.
Uh-huh.
I really like him.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think he and Gabby would be hot together, too. Because, you know, that was her date.
Eli. Oh, yeah, yeah. Eli's very attractive. And, yeah, they did kind of go on a date together. So.
I like his voice, too. I like his presence.
Oh, yeah,
you
he's
know?
Very handsome. Very attractive. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Well, maybe they've learned a lesson and they won't, you know, cram all these new characters down our throats like they used to. You know, maybe they're, you know, if you eat.
And
in,
I kind of like Eli, too. So there's two new ones that I kind of like.
Yes.
Eli and Tripp.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if they would just learn to work them in the fabric of the show without, you know, taking over the show and beating the audience over the head with, you should love this character, you know, then you actually get some breathing room and it allows you to actually come to that conclusion yourself, you know. So I hope that they're doing that because it sounds like they've got some real gems there, you know. So,
So,
yay.
Well, you know what? I think I'll bring Jen on and see what she has to say about everything.
Especially,
Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Hey, Jen. I know you got call got dropped when we were talking to Teo last week.
Yeah, I actually had a hang up. People came home and started talking to me.
Oh, darn it. Okay.
Oh, yeah, because I saw you
there.
It's like we had a lot of callers.
Yeah.
We weren't sure
going
if it was
down the line.
Talk or what it was, but sorry we didn't get to talk with them. Anyway, so your thoughts, madame?
I think, I know you guys aren't going to agree with me, but I think Kate Mancy has some very stiff competition this year.
Oh.
Oh, she
Stacey
does.
Stacey Haddick.
Well, you've watched other shows.
Mm-hmm. On Young and Restless, she is remarkable.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. He plays this woman. She's technically insane.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but she knows, like, she knew all the secrets of everybody else, and she kept telling people that something was wrong, and no one would believe her because she was technically insane, but she was right all along.
Oh.
She plays Paul's sister.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I know who that is.
Okay.
Yeah, Patty Weaver.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, yeah.
Wait, so who is it? Wait, who's the character that you're talking, the actress? Stacey?
Stacey.
The one that used to, is this the one that used to be played by Patty Weaver, you're saying?
No, she plays Patty Weaver. I believe she's reoccurring.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, the character's Patty Weaver. I don't know much about Young and the Restless at all, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know enough. Well, I know enough to have a little bit of a frame of reference on that. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I hope. Well, you know, it's good to know then, because if Kate doesn't win, at least we would know, hopefully, that the person who wins is really strong, you know.
Yeah, she's really good.
Because I think Kate did some phenomenal work with, it's kind of a shame that Robert Wilson didn't get nominated or anything.
No, I expected him to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's surprising, huh?
Mm-hmm. But, any other thoughts?
I like the new character Trip a lot. I think he's going to be good.
You do? Good.
Yes.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah, something right off the bat. Doesn't he remind you of Steve? He looks like really Steve's son, just like Steve.
And this was this on Thursday's show? I'll have to check it out. I didn't see that episode.
Yeah, he came on Thursday's show.
Thursday.
Yeah. I'll have to check in with a friend that is a huge Steve and Kayla fan and see what she thinks of, you know, if she's pro or con the new kid.
Yeah.
But that sounds good. Sounds like they did a great job of casting. Maybe Joey should check his DNA.
That's true.
Yeah, I think they need to check Joey's DNA, honestly.
Did I say that out loud? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We're not
who cast him anyway? Sorry, I know.
He's a nice enough kid.
Yeah.
I'm
who
sure
let him out of the house? That's what I
What was that, Jim?
I don't know.
Who let him out of the house?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Well.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Did we miss anything on the show? I'm trying to think if there was anything else that was going on this week.
I'm kind of liking Jen and Eric. I love them.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah,
I do like them.
I'm really into that now. I mean, it's taken me a while. I don't think I've liked any of Jen's other pairings except for Jack. So that kind of got my attention.
Yeah.
And it would be nice if Eric weren't underused for his hot sexiness, like he has been in the past.
Yeah. Yeah, I do like them together. I do like Brady and Nicole, but then we know Nicole's not going to be there.
Yeah.
But
what I hate about
especially when Brady
that,
finds out that he finally loves her,
yeah,
finally admits
exactly.
it to himself.
Yeah. Way to go,
yeah.
Brady.
I don't know how much more of Higley's writing I can take.
Well, hey Jen, did you realize I was looking at the script writer?
Yeah.
I always do, and I don't know if Angela is listening and if she's going to listen to this later. Angela, if you're listening, this is for you. I noticed that Tuesday's episode, Sherry Anderson was a script writer.
Awesome.
Yeah. So that was interesting.
So she's already writing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, some of her stuff's
this
there
was,
anyway
before,
already.
This was before Dina Higley and before Ron came on. This is still the Dina, you know.
This was Dina,
Dina Ryan script. So.
And we're going to be seeing Dina's for a while yet, for a couple more months yet.
Basically. God, how many more people are Deimos going to kidnap?
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing.
I don't know.
Let's see.
Who's
going to
kill
Deimos?
Everybody
Sonny
wants him. Everybody wants him dead.
Sonny
uh-huh.
said he's not part of the family, so Sonny wants to kill him.
Yep.
Brady probably would.
Chad.
Who else? Let's see.
Chad and Gabby and Abby.
Chad.
Dario and
yeah.
Eduardo.
Eduardo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Chloe.
So,
just about everybody in Salem. He's
it's
going to
be a
who-shot
JR kind of
deal.
Only two-shot Deimos
yeah.
or whatever.
Adrian?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Adrian or Justin?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Andre?
Somebody.
I mean, any Demir? Yeah. Any
that's
of them.
Right, because Adrian just about killed him the other day when he kidnapped Sonny. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not too long ago, so. Yep.
And I'm so mad because I like the actor so much, and now he's, like, being slowly destroyed, and they're going to kill him off.
You like the actor?
Yeah,
like the
actor? They did kind of mess the character up again.
Yeah, they did, of course. I think. Okay, so I did like the way, like, did you guys see the scenes with Maggie and Eric? That was really touching.
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes, when he came back to talk to her.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And she was saying, I don't want,
yeah.
you know, like, Daniel wouldn't want you to waste your life, and, you know, and she also said, you know, you're forgetting I'm an alcoholic, and the only difference between you and me is that the person that you know, I drove drunk and someone ended up in the hospital. The only difference between you and me is
and
the person I hit lived. So
lived, right. So she kind of understands.
I mean, of course, I miss mm-hmm. my son immensely, and I think about him every day, and I mourn his loss, but I also, you know, can't be too hypocritical here, which is kind of a first for Salem, to be perfectly honest.
That's
with you.
True.
Because they
yes.
pretty much have hypocrisy down to an art. But I thought that was a really nice scene with them. And I like that Eric's trying to help people. You know, he's doing things like, at
help
least he's,
yeah.
see, now the way I look at it is he's being sort of like a priest, only without the frock and without the sexual restriction.
Yep.
Right, there
hot.
You go. Exactly. Yes.
It's like kind
yes.
of like the best of both worlds for us.
Right.
That's
then I heard, I did hear, yeah, I did hear in the spoiler that Victor isn't so forgiving.
Oh.
Eric, that he is going to be. Yeah. That's coming up. So.
He isn't so forgiving to whom?
To Eric.
Oh, yeah.
Eric.
Oh, okay.
He won't be. Yeah. I guess there'll be scenes with them, too. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because he was very close. Victor was very close to
Daniel. Yeah, his father. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And one thing I was going to say, too, is that I think for once, you know, usually when Dave, you know, as a longtime viewer, I can say this, and somebody who loves the show, I can say this with all honesty. Usually when they do medical stories, they suck at it. Even though there's a hospital as one of the main sets and one of the main stories. But I think they've
mm-hmm.
done a great job with the breast cancer story.
Oh,
yeah.
They have.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did like Adrienne was just so good in those scenes where she was being like real, like, oh, everything's okay when Lucas and Justin were in the room. But as soon as they left, she just lost it and just broke down with Kate there.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that
mm-hmm.
was very good. Very realistic.
Yeah.
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 So, yeah.
Yep. So.
Yeah.
Oh, and then there's the Claire. I knew Claire was going to tear up that letter to Thea. I knew that was going to happen.
Oh, okay. We forgot about that. Yes. She found the letter from Sierra.
Sierra.
I just like to smack her.
I know.
I don't like Claire.
He needs to be.
She reminds me of a little Sammy. I don't know if that's what they're trying to do. Of course, they have to have one of them that's bad, I suppose.
I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, but
the good one and the bad one, I guess.
Evil.
Mm-hmm. Evil. Oh, we know lots. We know people like that.
Why, who would you be thinking of, Marianne?
Anyway, doesn't everybody know someone like that?
Yes, of course.
Yes. Oh, well.
Let's see. Yeah, so that's actually kind of got my interest because I really love Theo. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm really rooting for him to get away from that little bitch.
Yeah, he's being a typical dumb male when it comes to that kind of stuff. Dumb.
He went to the Brady Black school of womanizing or women relationships.
Yeah, of
women.
Picking women. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And Brady's going to lose another one. I'm telling you. We need that man.
I mean, I hate to say it. I'm sure they joke around the set. Anybody who reads that they're going to be in a relationship with Brady Black, like the kiss of death.
Oh, no.
Poor Brady.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, are we forgetting anything? The young kids. That's all that's going on with the young crowd, I guess, huh? And we said Jade and Joey, Stephen Kaya.
I think so.
Anybody know any spoilers coming up? Anything different? I don't know. I'm trying to think.
I just know that next week should be good for Adrian and Lucas Dan.
Oh, okay. Well, that's.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't really read. I don't really read the spoilers much, but
sometimes I try to get there to look at them.
I have heard the next Wednesday is a good day for them.
Yeah, I'm torn. Mm-hmm. I like both Lucas and Justin with it.
I do too, but I think it would be kind of fun to have something different for. You know, it's like I do like both of them, but you know, it's kind of boring having the same old. You know. They get back together again for the 89th time, you know, whatever. So I'm kind of, plus I love seeing Lucas on screen. I love that he has a story and everything. And so Brian does. So
And we haven't seen Anne for a while. So, you know, she's going to pop up somewhere along the line.
Oh, that's right.
She hasn't been on. She wasn't on this week, I don't think.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yep, I think that's all I can. I'm sure it's probably not all, but that's all I can think of.
Yeah, I think that's all I got. I mean, from what I had to remember from this week.
What do you guys think of Sonny trying to take over the family?
Oh, yeah, he's trying to be Mr. Tough Guy because he told Victor he's ready. No. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, Justin needs to get there and take over.
Yeah.
Oh, Justin, yeah.
It's like.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I know, I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
So. Well, I mean, it's so funny, too. Like, how many kidnappings have there been in the last. Like, it's almost as bad. The kidnapping rate is almost as bad as the hospitalization rate there was for a while. It seemed like. There for a while when they break open the hospital set and everybody ends up in the hospital for a while, you know, it's kind of like that with the kidnapping. Like, everybody's getting kidnapped every 5 minutes. It's like, you would think all these people would have bodyguards on them by now. You
would think.
Yeah.
I mean, really. But again, this isn't real life. We go into this knowing that it's not going to be, you know, realistic.
Yeah.
One last comment I was going to make is I was looking at Hope's phone because she was using her cell phone. Probably Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Hope and Ray.
Little rose gold iPhone Plus look like. But anyway, it reminded me, I had to kind of laugh. I was thinking, do you guys remember back when they would use a community cell phone and a community laptop?
Remember those days when everybody had the same cell phone? Like they would just pass
same
it around the character, you know, the set, and everybody that was seen on the cell
phone
would be using the same one. It's nice that they get to use their own personal ones as their fake, you know, they don't actually use them.
Right.
But it's nice that the actors are able to use their own real cell phone, you know, to pretend to be talking.
And there really wasn't much happening with Rafe and Hope. I'm trying to think what was going, what, you know.
Well, they're going to try.
There wasn't
much
story there.
Yeah.
Rafe, and they both went over to talk to Deimos, or Hope did anyway.
Hope did.
She was fishing around.
Well, and Gabby and Dario had a cute conversation at their house about you know, she was saying wanting him to fix some light bulbs in her bathroom and stuff, but they were talking about how.
Oh, yeah.
You know, basically, they're sort of like, Dario was sort of like, well, maybe we could help each other with our respective love interest problems.
Yes, like
know?
Scheme together, like Lucas and Sammy used to do. Remember that? Yeah. They would work together against Carrie and Austin. Yeah. But Gabby was the good girl. No, we can't do that. But Dario wanted to, like, you know, let's plot to break them up so that each one could have who they wanted. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Yeah. So.
Anyway. All right. Well, that was the last thought I have.
Yeah, I think we kind of got everything in then. I don't know. We hang up and think, oh, I forgot to say that. No. I don't know.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
All right.
All right.
Next time. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for sharing. Okay.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.